9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. How heavy is the snow that's hit the Northeast? KYWTV's Madeline Wright is in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
To give you an idea of the texture of the snow, it's heavy and wet enough to build a snowman.
The NTSB is investigating the Alaska Airlines window blowout. Chair Jennifer Homendy says even though the board has just started its work,
We've now determined, based on our definition of substantial damage, that it is an accident, not an incident.
The FAA has ordered extensive inspections of the 737 MAX 9s, like the one with the blowout. Secretary of State Blinken is back in the Middle East. He's been visiting the World Food Program's warehouse in Amman, Jordan, and hoping to get more humanitarian aid into Gaza fast.
Extraordinary work of the World Food Program to try to get more food to more people more effectively.
Blinken will also visit Israel, the West Bank, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Climate change is making cities hotter. In Milwaukee, a new project is making public school playgrounds cooler. Here's Mike Mohn.
Dozens of public schools in Milwaukee are working with the nonprofit Reflow on swapping out playground asphalt with green infrastructure, including more trees and native plants. Reflow's Lisa Neeb says their environmental benefits, such as reduced stormwater runoff, and it gives students more refuge on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Beyond providing a better atmosphere for physical activity, Neeb says these spaces create opportunities for outdoor learning. The program was recently highlighted by the National Wildlife Federation, which says green schoolyards also are good for pollinators. Organizers help schools secure grants to facilitate the projects, but officials say it's a challenge to secure enough funding to meet demand. Neve says her team is working with medical researchers to collect data on how these transformed spaces impact student behavior. She says the pandemic delayed that aspect of the program, but notes anecdotal information from school administrators offers hope.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
Broader research has linked access to green space with positive health benefits, including cognitive development in school children. Reflow says so far it has partnered with 41 Milwaukee schools, with half of those projects already completed. And Neeb says they have a selection process that focuses on equity so that disadvantaged schools aren't left behind in seeking resources. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers win, not the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers paced themselves to an 88-72 win over Nebraska at the Kohl Center. Tyler Wall with 17 points for Wisconsin. They'll take on Ohio State on Wednesday. Another loss on the road for number 7th-ranked Marquette. They lost at Seton Hall, 78-75. The Golden Eagles host Butler Wednesday night. UWM with a win over Detroit Mercy, 84-61. NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time to the Houston Rockets, 112-108. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 48 points, but a bad night for Damian Lillard, who had just 18. Chris Middleton with 10. Milwaukee heading home now after this road trip. They host the Utah Jazz Monday. Giannis asks, how do you deal with losing three of your last four games?
And you think about it. Now when you go back home and you sleep and you wake up, you think about it. Now when you go back and work out, you think about it. When you're about to get freaky at night, you think about it.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today. Light winds and highs in the upper 30s. Close to the 30-degree mark for lows overnight. We'll keep those mostly cloudy skies. Even more clouds on the way Monday. Highs in the afternoon in the upper 30s with a rain-snow mix possible Monday night into Tuesday. currently 35 degrees.
At the Wash Shop, we believe the good old days of car care are here to stay. We provide a quality car wash that not only cleans your vehicle, but brings a little joy and happiness to your day. Don't let winter snow and salt take a toll on your vehicle. Keep it shining bright by becoming a Wash Shop Unlimited member for as little as $19.99 a month. Yes, unlimited washes, even during our harsh Wisconsin winters. Every wash comes with our signature hand towel finish, so you drive through happy. Protect your investment at the Wash Shop, where clean cars mean happy customers. Experience the difference at 3829 Douglas Avenue. The Wash Shop, a smile with every wash.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Stars on the air. WRJN, coast to coast.
One of the disappointments when we came into office is the circumstance relating to how the administration was handling COVID was even more dire than we thought. We thought they indicated there was a lot more vaccine available.
And it didn't turn out to be the case.
Because we're doing so much testing.
Huh? Oh. Excuse me, I think I must have fallen a...
You don't ask Biden tough questions.
Ah! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I'm still having flashbacks. Sometimes he visits me in my dreams.
So we're pushing as hard as we can to get more vaccine manufactured.
You now say we'll have enough supply for every adult to be vaccinated by May. Does this mean I can go to Cancun for spring break with Ted Cruz and the gals?
Well, I didn't say that.
Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Keep me protected from COVID-19. Tell me the trick to how I'm Moderna. Fix up that magic Pfizer or Moderna. Biden, give me a poke. They call you sleepy, but you're pretty woke. Won't you stay? I'm numb and black. My hat.
I resume.
Oh, wow.
Someone
I see.
Please,
Mr. Biden.
Yes.
Bring my vaccine. I want a trick or treat when we hit Halloween. Give me that double dose and make me go out cheap so I can plan a kiss on Dr. Fauci. Mr. Biden. Kick up a notch. 'Cause I've run out of Netflix movies.
That's a crazy Randy Rainbow.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
My sugar's as sweet a treat as eating candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Sugar and spice.
Sugar and spice.
Everything nice.
Everything nice.
And kissing her once ain't half as sweet as kissing her twice.
Kissing her twice.
I can be smart.
He can be smart.
And I can be wise.
He can be wise.
But when she rolls those roly-poly jelly bean eyes.
Jelly bean eyes.
I shiver and shake.
He shivers and shakes.
My heart would just break.
His heart would just break.
If some other love should rob me of my candy and cake.
Candy and cake. Candy and cake. His honey's as sweet a treat as eating candy and cake. Sugar and spice. Everything nice. He says that kissing her once ain't half as sweet as kissing her twice.
I can be smart.
He can be smart.
And I can be wise.
He can be wise.
But when she rolls those roly-poly jelly bean eyes.
Jelly bean eyes.
I shiver and shake.
He shivers and shakes.
My heart would just break.
His heart would just break.
If some other love should rob me of my candy and cake.
He loves his candy and cake.
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 Candy and cooking.
Candy and cooking.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Those are the Cordettes. Made of talent. From Sheboygan, you know. Started out as Barbershop.
We'll be right back.
Out there is Sturdivant's most famous person, Lionel Hampton.
If you have just tuned in on our show, Toast to the Town, you're going to see Patty Page, Julius Rosa, Madden Harry. You're going to see James Mason's story of the Nativity, one of the most charming things we've ever had on our show. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to meet the combination, the girlish combination, whose record of Sandman today hit the number one spot all over the country, and which has sold 1 million records. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cordettes.
What have been the biggest records for the Cordettes through the years?
Well, the last one was Just Between You and Me, and then there was Born to Be With You and Lay Down Your Arms.
Like, stop, help! You got more than your share. What do you do with all of the gold records that you collect?
Well, we put them in the most conspicuous place in the house, so nobody can miss it.
Over the mantelpiece or something?
Hello, today on Pogey Joe, we're doing a chat with Lynn Evans, who was one of the members of the Cordettes back in the 50s and early 60s. The Cordettes were very popular at the time and still have a lasting impression today in the pop culture scheme. They were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. They were one of the first... When American Bandstand switched to ABC, you were on the very first episode,
very
is that
first
right?
Very first episode, yes.
So, yeah, this is Lynn Evans.
Yeah, hello.
Thank you for being on the show today.
It's nice to be on the show, thank you.
You're welcome. And so have you always been interested in singing? Has that always been your...
It was very much part of my family. My brother played the piano after dinner. It was just common that everybody would go around the piano and start singing. Mm-hmm. And even today now, my niece does the same thing. Family members gather around and sing.
That's great.
My mother could sing, my father also. But a lot of the Welsh people all sing.
Now, you weren't one of the founding members of the group, but you came into the group in 1952, is that correct?
That's correct. The Cordettes came to Youngstown for a barbershop show, and nobody knew that Dorothy, who was the original lead, was pregnant, and she didn't want to continue anymore. So I happened to know all the arrangements from a book that they had published.
No kidding.
I sang with them, and then two of the girls went in the side room of the suite and came out and said, "You come to New York with us tomorrow." So that
wow.
was something that I was never planning, but it was wonderful.
That's
it was
incredible.
Just wonderful. Godfrey show at the time, and at that particular time, well, that's when Julius LaRosa was fired, and then things started to disintegrate in the show, and Archie Bleier left, and he was the director, music director, and he formed his own record company, and then, of course, we went with the record company, and Sandman was the second recording we ever made with that accompaniment.
So what was that like, having that song just explode?
It did. We were in Vegas at the time performing, and Archie would call Janet, who was our bass, and say, "I think you've got a hit." And then by the time we got back to New York, you couldn't turn on the radio at any time, and that's you'd hear it, Mr. Sandman.
Was that really surreal? Like,
oh yeah,
that happening?
It spilled over into all age groups, children, adults, everybody loved it.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, and the trail of the lonesome pine, well, away, 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 gee whiz, it's a nice day.
That's right, Arthur.
Well, you look like you had a good night's sleep, lad.
That's right, Arthur.
It's a pretty tie you're wearing.
That's right, Arthur. That's right, Arthur.
Oh, I just cleared my throat is all. See, I was over to the Douglas factory the other day. They had a 1 cent sale. You buy one DC-3 for $100,000, you get the other one for a penny. I think you folks can still get in on it if you hurry right over.
That's right, Arthur.
Say, how about a tune from Frank? You want to sing Frank?
Yes, I do, and my name is Frank.
Oh, it's Frank as far as I'm concerned.
Frank!
Say, guess who I had warming up in the audition pen this morning?
Who?
Morton Downey.
Call me Frank!
Okay, all those in the cast who want to see my new Honolulu movies, hold up your leg irons.
There isn't time, Arthur. The program's almost over.
Oh, what a shame. Well, I think I got time for one joke. You see this ukulele? They bought it with no strings attached. What's that? What's that noise?
It was me, Olive. I was drinking a glass of noodle soup when you told that last joke. I wasn't able to laugh in time, so I did the next best thing. I gargled.
See, that's thinking on your feet. Only the quick thinkers stay with me. Hey, you with the freckles, you're fired. Ooh, that's me. I'm looking in the mirror.
That's right, Olive.
We'll see you Monday, folks. If you want to have some fun over the weekend, get out and build your own airstrip. It's more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Sing it, Arthur.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Lanalyzer Godfrey.
When Arthur Godfrey returned to broadcasting after his hip surgery in 1953, his popularity had never been greater. Broadcasting after his hip surgery in 1953, his popularity had never been greater.
Hello, fellow. Hi.
But there was another voice also capturing the hearts of millions of Americans in 1953. The voice of Arthur's boy singer, Julius LaRosa. That year, Julius had two hit records. At first, Arthur couldn't have been more pleased.
Well, look, what I want you to do, Bobby, if you will, is give me a real close-up of that puss.
Oh!
But once Arthur came back to his shows, things about Julius began to bother him, like, for instance, the fan mail.
He's been in the business 30 years, and he's getting 4,000 or 5,000 letters a week. I'm in the business a minute and a half, and I'm getting 6,000 or 7,000 letters. And for some reason, he felt threatened by that.
And then there was the matter of the dance lessons. All the little Godfreys were required to take ballet classes to help them move more gracefully on camera. But one week, Julius missed a lesson because of a family emergency. Arthur wasn't happy.
I went to work the next morning, and there was a thing on the bulletin board. Since you felt your services weren't needed at yesterday's dance class, we won't need you today. And that upset me.
Julius was so upset that he broke an unwritten Godfrey law. He went and got an agent and a manager.
Arthur told all of us that they shouldn't go out and get managers or an agent, because if he had to deal with all the agents, he'd never get his shows on the air.
And the thing that upset him was that the agent or the manager, I forget which one now, sent him a letter. In the future, all dealings with Julius LaRosa will be handled through my office. Big slap in the face. Big slap in the face.
Arthur consulted the top brass at CBS as to how to handle the situation. With their approval, Arthur decided to fire Julius the same way he hired him, right on the air. It happened on Monday morning, October 19th, 1953.
So the morning of the dismissal, I was supposed to be on at 10 in the morning. First segment, I wasn't on. Second segment, I wasn't on. Third segment, I wasn't on. Fourth segment, I wasn't on. The sixth segment, which started at 11:15, 10 minutes into it, he calls.
The television portion of the morning show had concluded, but millions were still tuned in to the radio-only portion.
When I first met Julie, I'll never forget when he first came here and went to work steadily, he said to me, "Gee, I don't know, with all those stars on the show." And I said to him, "Julie, you don't know it, but I don't have any stars in my show. In my show, we're all just a nice big family of very nice people. And I would like Julie, if he would, to sing me that song called Manhattan. Have you got that?"
"Yes, sir."
"Sing me that."
Julius went out, absolutely innocently, sang his little heart out as he always did.
"Thanks ever so much, Julie. That was Julie Swan's song with us. He goes now out on his own as his own star, soon to be seen in his own programs, and I know you wish him Godspeed same as I do. This is the CBS Radio Network."
Julius walked off. He came back in. He said, "Was I just fired?"
Julius couldn't believe what he just heard. Neither could America.
they had a bunch of psychologists analyzing how the audience reacted to this. And they said that, like, the audience was the mother, Arthur was the father, and Julius was the son. And the whole psychological thing of that was like that the father had thrown the son out of the house, and they never forgave him for it.
That was one of the great broadcasting mistakes of all time, because what he did that day was against everything we'd taken him to be.
Arthur was forced to hold a press conference to explain why he had fired Julius. His explanation became as infamous as the firing itself. Julius, he said, had lost his humility.
Now, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. One thing you could never accuse Arthur of is having overly humble opinions or things like that, and they picked up on that. And boy, they nailed his hide to the cross.
Jogging. No, he's never the same after that. We had that hit, Egombari. Dialect humor. Who can blame her? This is Doc Severinsen, the NBC Orchestra. This is written by Sturdivant's own Lionel Hampton, student at Holy Rosary Academy there, and a gracious nun, Sister Petra. Says Lionel, "You went good. You good. Practice, Lionel. Practice." Yeah.
got fun. In the old days, any old day.
Ain't we got fun?
When I go swimming, I don't use a pool.
He does his swimming in parts of a zoo. Though these clothes may all be rented still, we got fun. Our new Lincolns can't get dented.
And the poor get poorer.
In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Nothing sure, that gets richer, we get poorer.
In the meantime, in between time.
That was Julie LaRosa with the Whiting Girls. Here's Barbara.
So long, sad times. Go long, bad times. We are rid of you at last. Howdy, gay times.
Your cares
music of the stars. Ella Fitzgerald is here again.
Skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin, and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bickerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face.
just pursue ya, hallelujah, gets you through the darkest day. Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray, but hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoo the clouds away.
Through the darkest day, Satan When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone. Sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I never far away from me.
Good night.
That's it for today, our five-hour Music of the Stars over WRJN, worldwide at WRJN.com, and across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Next week, then, and every Sunday from 7 Central, right here, it's the Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thanks for being here. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.